Good Saturday morning to everybody. Welcome to Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show, along with Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust. I'm Gary Byron. Steve, how are you this morning?
I feel great.
I was going to say, that's great. You look great as well. You look great. You feel great. You sound great. You sound like Fernando Lamas, darling.
It is
better to look good than to feel good. I'll tell you why you feel so great. And look fantastic, by the way, is because you enjoy what you do.
Absolutely.
When you get up every day and you love your work, it's not like working a day at all. You love what you're doing.
You're absolutely right. And I think one thing we all have to look forward to is to make our lives wonderful again.
And it keeps you young. I mean, many people can just sit back and go, I'm going to go play more golf, or I'm going to move down south, or I'm going to just, you know. But look at you. I mean, you're out there. You're a go-getter. You're a mover and shaker. You're making things happening in this state.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's the people that I surround myself with.
Yeah, well, we're all of us. You know, we become a product of our environment, and certainly the company that we keep. And you know what? Every time I think of Chambers of Commerce, though, your name always first of all, your name always comes up. Your vision of you comes up. And we always have many people saying great things about you in Chamber Insurance Trust. And you've got two other friends in here this week. Yeah, like back-to-back weeks. We've got members of the Chamber of Commerce and members of in different capacities. We've had board members. We've had executive directors. We've had economic developers and so on and so forth. So introduce us to your guests this morning.
Well, there's two very, very important people that we have here, two communities that are essential to my lifestyle living in the greater New Haven area.
Well, you grew up in New Haven, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm born and bred there, although I spent time in New York. Nancy Duchek, which is runs the Greater Hamden Chamber of Commerce, and Roseanne Ford, who runs the Greater Meriden Chamber of Commerce. And they're teaming up together, which is a great feeling. And I see the energy when they share their different ideas together makes a better home for their communities.
Well, let's welcome them. Both Roseanne and Nancy, I guess you've been in the chamber industry for a combined 40 years?
I know. Can you believe that?
No, I don't believe
that. That's horrible to even say it. But yes, sadly but true.
So what? I'll ask this question for both of you then.
Sure.
What drives you, to get up every morning and get become involved and work on behalf of the chamber?
You know what? I think that we have one of the most creative jobs that you can ask for.
Sure.
Like, it allows us to create new initiatives, create opportunities for our business community. But that is always ever changing. So that kind of, you know, if you think about a job that's, you know, the same thing, repetitive every single day, kind of gets a little mundane, that will never happen in the chamber world.
It.
You know, so I've been at the chamber since 2004. Roseanne has been there a little bit longer than me. But it still makes us, you know, every morning, we're still looking forward to what can we do for our members? How can we serve them better? What opportunities can we create for them? And if you have a creative mind, that never stops and goes away. So after all these years, we're still impassionate about what we do.
Absolutely. You know, every day is different, you know, when you're involved with the Chamber of Commerce and, you know, and it's the people that you're working with. It's a people business. And, you know, we share the same philosophies at Mid-State Chamber and Hamden Regional Chamber. And it's just a wonderful industry to be a part of. You're involved in your community. You're involved, you know, with the businesses in your communities. And it's amazing. You know, as Nancy said, I actually started at the Mid-State Chamber in 2001. Mm-hmm. Of course, we were early teens when
we
started our jobs.
We were.
You know,
See?
But, you know, to know that we have, you know, been embedded in our communities for that long, it's really a special feeling. And it's a great place to be. And I think what drives me every day to come into work is just the fact that we're constantly working with our members and helping them and supporting them.
Before I get involved in the projects and talking specifically about each of your chambers, maybe you both can go into what what got you involved in the first place? One talks about 2004, one talks about 2001. What led you to not just be a member of a chamber or, you know, but really to the position that you have now? Because obviously, if there's one thing I can get from the both of you is the passion that you both have for your position. But what led you there?
Well, I'll go into my background a little bit. It's a funny story of how I became a staff member at the chamber. But my background, I'm born and raised in Meriden, Connecticut, and went on to get my degree, bachelor's in hotel restaurant management from the University of New Haven. Mm-hmm. And after that, I worked in the hotel industry for quite a while. I also worked at venues like the Essex Steam Train and eventually worked my way into the insurance business. But one day, actually, it was actually my sister that said, geez, Rosie, I saw a job opportunity in the local paper. And she said, it sounds like it's right up your alley. So it was for a membership services coordinator for the Greater Meriden Chamber of Commerce. And I said, you know what the heck, I'll apply. And that's how it all started back in 2001. And my predecessor, Sean Moore, I had the pleasure of working alongside him for about 19 years. He left the chamber in 2019 mm-hmm. to move to Nashville with his wife. Mm-hmm. And, I, you know, had the honor of taking over that position. So, that's what led me to the industry. And I really had no knowledge of the industry aside from attending a few business after hours, sure. you know, in my other capacities. So that's what led me.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same similar path. And all my jobs I've had prior were more community relations development. So as a community relations person, I worked for assisted living communities. And back then in 2004, assisted living, it was kind of new to Connecticut. So it was a, you know, something that people didn't know much about. So there was a lot of education around it. So I needed to be a part of the community and getting involved in chambers mm-hmm. to let people know. And my role was to bring business people into the community to see what assisted living was all about. So I was responsible for several different markets in Hamden and in Milford and Orange. So I was very involved in chambers. So I got on their committees. I attended all their events because that was the best place. I understood the power of connections and knowing that the face-to-face communication is so important. So I knew that going into it and being involved in the Hamden community for where their assisted living facility was, the position for the chamber was open and it was part-time going to full-time. The person who was there previously knowing that the chamber was growing an awful lot and she had little ones at home and she was fine at part-time, but she knew that there needed to be somebody to focus on it full-time. So they approached me and asked me if I would interview. So being a director of this and a director of that and director of events and director of community relations, to be the head of an organization to see what I can do to make a difference in it was a big challenge. It was a leap of faith because it was going from part-time to full-time.
Right.
We are all nonprofits. You know, the ebbs and flow of nonprofits, as everybody knows, has its own challenges. And what can I do to make a difference to that organization? And 18 years later, I'm still here.
Yeah, I was going to say, all right, so yeah. 18
yes.
years. And
yes, I am still here, yes.
18 years, 21 years. Yep. Let's just say, let's average it out to 20 years. You talk about ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can each answer this question as well and by your own opinions. You've seen in many ways a metamorphosis from how things were 20 years ago and the evolution of chambers of commerce. You know, how has the chamber changed? How has it changed or evolved or, I don't know, hopefully not devolved, but how has it mm-hmm. evolved just in your time spent with your respective mm-hmm. chamber?
You have to change along with it. I think that's what comes with the creative mind. Like we can't be the Chamber of Commerce that our dads and moms were a part of
right.
back in.
Like any industry.
So any industry, sure. you have to change along with it or you won't survive.
But what are the needs? Like when you're talking with your members.
Yep.
What are the members looking, what are they seeking from their chamber mm-hmm. in this modern era that we're living in?
I don't want to say it's very different from what it was when we all started, but think about to go back to what it was when Roseanne and I were there. There was no social media. You didn't have that platform. There was no Facebook, no Instagram, no Twitter. None of that existed. So people were, you know, I want to say forced to connect and to come, but our attendance and our audience was that much more engaged, because we do believe, and we will say it till the cows come home, face-to-face communication is so important. You want to do business with people you know. Doing this face-to-face, we could have done this on the radio and called in. Mm-hmm. This is dynamic. This is more important. We need to see each other to build your circle of influence, to like that person, to do business with that person. You just can't do that on social media. But we've seen that change. We had to embrace it, of course, because we can't not do without it. But we know that the beauty in the model, as Sean would always say, his favorite term, is the face-to-face communication and getting together in one room and watching the magic happens when you bring people into the room and sit back. What we do is we are the gatherer, we're the connectors. And then Roseanne and I, we kind of sit back and watch the magic happen. And seeing that, that's what sparks our interest and our joy.
Absolutely. You know, it's that human interaction that is so needed. And, you know, we saw a lot of that throughout the pandemic as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure, Nancy, it happened at your meetings, board meetings, committee meetings, when you brought people back in person, you know, rather than the Zoom. People linger after a meeting or after an event. And it's those conversations and that connection that happens that is just so key and so important to relationship building, which, you know, we all know is key to building your
business.
Whether
it's 20 people in a room or 200 people in a room, it's still just as important. And I think coming through the pandemic of getting people back to, you know, a place where they're comfortable again, and I think they are, but there's always going to be some hesitancy mm-hmm. with the way that what the pandemic changed our minds. It impacted us professionally
on everything.
Yes.
On everything.
So to try to get that out and get back into what we do well is by bringing people together is a whole different mind shift and a change, but it's happening. And we, you know, we're thrilled to see people come back to, you know, what it's now. It's never going to be what it was. It can't be. We've all changed too much. But the message is always going to be the same about us bringing people together, whether it's business to business, business to community, making sure that the community knows who our businesses are. You know, we are just as vital as we were when the chambers all started 100 plus years ago. That vital of an organization, it's never going to go away. Chambers will always be needed.
What makes the Alliance, though? What makes it different from other chambers or association and partnerships that may occur in
the
state?
I think this is the one thing that separates us from, you know, from a lot of other organizations out there. There are a lot of different models that are out there that sometimes you do see chambers, some smaller, some merge or have different type of affiliate models. Roseanne and I, when we knew Sean was moving from chamber world and Roseanne was taking over the president's role, we've had this conversation a long time ago on how can we come up with something that benefits our members? The focus was our members. It wasn't necessarily us. The focus was on the members. What can we do for them? How can we give them more access to more businesses, to a different community? So we created in 2019, really like almost just before it got on its way, before the pandemic happened, we created the Nutmeg State Chamber Alliance. And so our organizations are separate and independent of each other. Mm-hmm. We have our own board of directors, but we also have an alliance board. So we do events together. And there's also an opportunity to join other chambers at a reduced rate. So say, for instance, you're a member of the Hamden Regional Chamber. You can go to any of Mid-State Chamber's events at the member rate. You can also join the chamber. Our rate right now is for on both ends, $125. Think about it. You're a small business owner in our area, and you want your business to be exposed in a different market, not that far from us, but still a little bit away. So for $125, you have visibility, access to all the members in their chamber. So from the mutual events that we do together, our legislative events, our golf events that we do, all we're doing is bringing our members together to make more connections, to grow their business in a different market. But what makes it work is that Roseanne and I are very, we work very well together. We're kind of like the same you know, we have the same,
we have the same philosophy.
So that's why it really
So you're working independently.
Totally.
But there is an alliance. You know, you mentioned the word events, Roseanne. Mm-hmm. I mean, you must have events going on in Meriden.
We do. Yeah. So we do. We have maintained our independent events, such as, you know, Nancy's big golf tournament, her big annual dinner and awards and things like that. And so have we at the Mid-State Chamber. But we've come together and added alliance events is what we call them.
Okay.
So, you know, we have made our holiday business after hours an alliance event that we do together. Mm-hmm. So we also have jumped on Nancy's ladies golf outing called Margaritas and Mulligans, which is awesome. Save the date
in
October 2023 for the next one.
We'll let you in. We're going to skirt. It's all we need.
God knows I need many mulligans.
But in addition to those fun events, we also have combined some of our committees or they meet occasionally together. So our health and wellness councils have met together. Also our government and business development or government relations committees. That one is really key because we do meet a few times a year together, but we create a combined legislative action agenda. So again, Hamden has their own legislative agenda. Mid-State has our own agenda, and then we come together and create a really regional alliance legislative agenda.
How do you engage with people? I know you prefer face-to-face. Look, without a doubt, that is key to in success, and certainly in business, you want that. I mean, look, I know there's e-commerce. I know there's a lot of people that do business and unshop online. But you're right. There's nothing like holding an object in your hand prior to buying it, trying something on, tasting it if you're allowed to do that. But that connection that you have, why is that key for particularly for a small business owner?
I mean, if you think about a small business that's very startup, and if they're – or even if somebody's working independently for an organization, they're like a solo rep for, you know, for a larger company, but they're like the local person in the area. Where else can you walk in a room of, you know, 100-plus people and of the same like-minded individuals that are all looking to make those connections? We're putting you in a position where you're already – I don't want to say, you know, set up for success, but you're in the room that they're all there for the same reason versus being on your own, knocking on doors, walking into businesses, doing cold calls. Who wants to cold call when every single week, every day, there's an opportunity to make a connection, whether it's committees or events or online or there's so many reasons to connect. We're just giving it to you. Here you go. Take advantage of this. It's right here. You go.
So relationship building in business. A key to success?
That's what we do.
Well, because you can't get that online.
Right.
Hey, I see this product and it's being sold on Amazon or whatnot, and I don't even know who the seller is and what state they're from. Boom, I hit a button and I purchase. There's no loyalty there. But with small business, they become a part of the community. You know, you see the Little League teams with their with that small mom and pop independent sole proprietor business written across their jersey, you know, they're engaging in community. They get involved. They donate. They give back to the community as opposed to some schleb out there in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, who you bought a book from. You know, I mean, they don't know who you are. They're not going to give. So it's not just being having a business in your respective communities. It's actually being a part.
It's being a part of your community. We want a robust community in both of our areas. And so it isn't just about the connections that they make. It is about that. It's being a good steward of your community and knowing that we are working hard to make that community special, vibrant, and making sure that those businesses are found in a variety of different ways.
Folks, you are listening to Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show, along with Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust, Steve Glick. I'm Gary Byron. Our guest this morning, Nancy Dudchick from Hamden Regional. Also, Roseanne Ford from Mid-State Chamber. These are both chambers of commerce in our state. What I find fascinating, though, is how social media – one of you had mentioned earlier how it's more relevant now than ever. Word of mouth. It's what's interesting is People don't like to go to the, oh, I saw this ad, you know, and I'm not saying ads aren't good. Of course, ad is good. It gets remain in the public eye, but there's nothing like word of mouth. When somebody goes on social media and says, hey, you know that there's this shoe repair guy. This is not a chain. This is not a franchise. It's Joe Blow, who's been doing tailor work and shoe repair work. You know, it's kind of a lost art, if you will. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I just saw this guy. What a phenomenal business this guy's got. He did outstanding work. And I thought it was going to cost me an arm and a leg. I walked out of there. I couldn't believe it. I said, are you sure that – did you ring me up correctly? It really can be detrimental to someone's – and I'm really keying in on mom and pop businesses. Would you agree that, mm-hmm. that social media is really where it's at for – particularly with small mom and pop businesses on shoestring budgets.
You need, yeah.
And, you know, thinking about social media and, you know, we do a lot of sharing of our members' posts
right.
and things
That's
like
just
that. And again, that talks to the credibility of the chamber. You know, as a member of a chamber, it's your choice as a business to join. And that says a great deal. There's a common misconception, everybody thinks, every business is a member of the chamber, and that's not true. It is that business owner's decision to make that investment in their business and in their communities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's that added credibility that we then give when we share that post of that mom and pop business on the corner. And again, it being a member of the chamber weaves you into the fabric of the community.
How would you I'm going to ask you each this question. How would you each differentiate the needs of existing businesses that are members of your chamber and maybe a new entrepreneur, somebody who's new into business and they're just seeking to network? How do you handle everybody the same? Is it one size fits all, or do the wants and needs of each business owner, do they differ depending on how long they've been in business or the trade that they're actually in?
Well, you know, I think we'd both agree that businesses join for many different reasons. You know, so in your example, a brand new business just starting out, they really need that heavy, heavy promotion. Mm-hmm. So we will help them with a ribbon cutting. You know, we'll connect them, you know, with different departments, you know, at our municipalities if that is needed. But it is very different. It's really a case by case basis. Everything is very individualized in terms of our service. And it is we also – I really feel that those new folks in business, those new emerging entrepreneurs really need our support and advice and guidance in terms of different resources that are available to them.
Absolutely.
As business owners, you know, in terms of, you know, maybe tweaking their business plan, growing. We have so many different resources that we have at our disposal locally and throughout the state that mm-hmm. we can help them.
And that's everything that you said, 100%.
All right. If a young entrepreneur yep. came to you and mm-hmm. and said, you know, I need some advice here. I've got this. I'm very talented in what I do, but I don't know the business side of things. I can make this product. I can bake cakes and bake all, you know, or I can make widgets. I can have them manufactured. But the business side of things, I'm terrible with. Can they come to your chamber? For advice? What kind of advice would you offer a young entrepreneur?
There's so many different resources that we have at our disposal because we want to be that place that they come to. Whether you're a startup, whether you're thinking about starting up, or whether you're a seasoned business that's been there for 50 years. So we have to make sure that we do things in a different way, that because we can't, one egg doesn't fit in the same bucket. We need to make sure that we have different resources available for all the needs of the different businesses. But the guidance part of it, 100%. We have people in our office constantly coming in talking about, you know, even from resume development, you know, when somebody, so say for instance, somebody was in a position, and then they left. We're there to help them find that next job too, because we've got so many resources or people that we know that are looking for job opportunities to make the connections for them and open up their doors. We're that ultimate business connector in a variety of opportunities that they might need from. They know that the chamber has got, you know, we know where to go. We know who to call. We know who to ask. We are the resource. And so that being that ultimate business connector is kind of really a great way to think about your chambers, you know, and just wanted to point out too, when you were talking about social media, and you know how it was different when it wasn't there when we started and the way it is now. But sharing our members' information, we had a ribbon cutting of a new restaurant that opened up in Hamden, La Isla. Wonderful Spanish, Puerto Rican, all this different fusion culture within this one restaurant. Her food is absolutely amazing, and we did live videos of the ribbon cutting and posted it. That one post for her was over 144 shares, wow. And the reach was over 36,000 people that it reached, that one post. So for that, you know, you think about the impact on that small business of people commenting and sharing. People, each chamber's Facebook page is another resource for local sure. businesses.
I want to bring Steve Glick back into the fold here. Steve, if there's anything that, you know, I guess like anything in life, what you're going to get out of something, what you put into it. So many people join organizations, and I would imagine that the chamber is no different, where you join this organization and say, well, you know, I went to the monthly meeting and I'm not getting much out of it. But the truth be told is you're going to get much more out of it than you put into it, but you at least have to attend. You have to be there. You have to go. And in today's Chamber of Commerce, to use a quote that I heard earlier, this is not like your father's Chamber of Commerce. These are very involved. They're interactive. And in the ideas and the creativity, that it's really limitless.
I've been involved with the Chamber world for over 40 years, and these two ladies got it all. They know the art and science of the business is important. What I can only say to the businesses out there, if you're not a member, you should become a member. You're losing a lot of things that go on.
But don't just be a member.
No,
involve yourself.
And in my little world of healthcare, if people don't understand the ramifications of the rising cost of healthcare, they're back into the, you know, they're not going anywhere. Ideas that we share among the members of the Chambers of Commerce, add to solutions to your business and make you a better business person.
I want to thank our guest this morning, Nancy Dudchick. You can from Hamden Regional. Hamden Region Chamber of Commerce, which you can find online at hamdenregionalchamber.com, and Roseanne Ford from Midstate Chamber of Commerce, and you can find them online at midstatechamber.com. Of course, it's very easy to reach Steve Glick as well. He's got a great website. It's www.citrust.com. Again, citrust.com. He's got a toll-free number. You might want to write this down. It's 800-953-4467. I'll repeat that for you. I'll slow it down a little bit. Get a piece of paper. Get a pen. You ready? 800-953-4467. For Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.